Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, saints and friends. This is Charlene, and I got some good news for you today. I am excited. It is very early in the morning, and I'm just excited. So first of all, I want to say to you, welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. Welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. So glad that you're here. Just want to say to you what you can expect when you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So whenever you visit this podcast, you can expect a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you let someone know we're here. Show them how to find the podcast. Let them know what you found interesting. Because we want to hear from you. What you found interesting, what you thought need to be improved, you can let us know about. We have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you have any comments, if you believe there's a way we can improve, or if you just want to encourage us, because we need encouragement as well. And if you want to talk to us, you can email us at that address. And of course, we can respect each other's time. We can communicate and set something up. We have access to conference lines. We'll work something out. Again, I'm excited. Something else I want to tell you about us, though. Here, we believe in God. Specifically, I believe in God. And the reason why I believe in God is because it works for me. I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he died on the cross for me, was buried in the grave for me, and then rose from the grave for me. And I understand and know what that means for me in my life. I'm excited about it. I'm experiencing the goodness of it. A tool I use on a daily basis that I want to tell you about is called BibleGateway.com. If you visit that website, you can find various translations of the Bible. Now, what I suggest is that everybody read the Bible for themselves. I do. The last time I used that website, which was earlier today, it was free. Just pick the translation that is the easiest to read for you. And if you're really technically savvy, they have some that will read to you. You can just get someone to show you how to use the technology. Anyway, I'm excited about that. So that just told you a little bit about us. And we want to hear from you again. Because it encourages us when we hear from you. When we know you're there, it's encouraging. So, another thing I want to tell you, I seek the Lord about everything I do. I don't do anything without acknowledging God first. Because I read in his word that if I acknowledge him in all my ways, he promised he would direct my paths and show me how to live my life. So, in view of that fact, that's what I do. Now, I believe I'm supposed to share with you this week, set your mind. How to set your mind. And that's what I'm doing. Because as I set my mind to focus on the things that God promised me, how to receive them, he makes me aware where to be, how to be in the right place at the right time. And with the things that are going on in the world today, if you just look around, you want to be aware of where you're going and who you're dealing with and so on and so on and so on. You want to live your life. You want to enjoy your life, but you want to do things wisely. Because if you're like me, If you notice, this podcast is Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. That's because I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means that I've been around a while. I've seen some things. I can make some comparisons. I recall one time I took a class called The Psychology of Change. And at that time, I was much younger. I would say I was probably at least about 20 years younger than I am today. And they were saying how people then, that as people got more mature, how they were, you know, a lot of people think older folks are inflexible, that they don't want to change, don't want to accept nothing new. You know, we can kind of get that reputation. And I know where that comes from, because once I determine whatever it is, they said the reason why we didn't want to change is because we had tried pretty much the things before and realized that they didn't work for us. And so that we didn't see any need to change from where we are. But I'm going to tell you, I'm experiencing my life on a daily basis, and change is good. Change is opportunities. Just think how things have changed just, you know, in this past year. I know things have occurred that many of us believe could have been better. And that's what life is. Life is change. Change is something that happens. Change is. What I've learned, though, as I get more mature, the mature mindset lets me know not to resist change. Just, you know, that's what change is all about. Just sit with it for the time that you're sitting with it. Let it pass. You don't resist it. If it's something that's beyond your purview, that's another thing. This list of, if you go to the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes, and they build on each other. So listen as often as you want to the ones that speak to you, and certain things, you know, will be explained. But change is constant. It's nothing you can do with change except learn how to make it work for you. And that's the good part about being more mature. You learn as you go. You learn not to resist. You pick the part that works for you, and you go with that. You go with the good. You get the good out of everything. And that's what believing in God does for me. It gives me the opportunity to have the confidence to trust. When I don't know, I do what the Bible says do. You know, if I know God didn't give me a spirit of fear. It is written he gave me a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So if it's not something that's bringing me power, and if it ain't nothing that's showing me love, I know it ain't necessarily no soundness in it for me. So I know to move on. So the change is, if it's something going on right then, I've been around long enough to know, just hold on, it's going to change. It will. And while I'm holding on and waiting on to change, I'm looking in the direction where the energy is coming that's working for me. That's one thing about getting more mature. You learn the value of energy. Energy is currency. Currency is like money. You have to decide where you're going to spend it and how you're going to spend it. That's our power. Our power is always in right now today, the ability to change, the ability to set our focus. And that's what I believe. As I said, I believe that's what I'm supposed to discuss with you today. How to set your mind. How to set your mind. Your mind, which is basically your focus. Set your mind. I've read in the Bible what it tells me to set my mind on things above and not on things below. So that's telling me when I come into a situation or a circumstance that I know is eventually going to change, because, you know, change is constant. Change happens. Some changes take longer, but change happens. Change is consistent. We can't resist change. We just have to know how to flow with the change, how to recognize what's working for us in the change. And what I do to set my mind to focus on the good, I recognize what the Word of God says. Because, see, I believe God. I believe that the Word of God is truth, that it is absent from error, because I believe that He is my Creator. And it's just like someone who builds a car. They designed the car. They built the car. They know what the car is made out of. They know how to you know, what you need to put in the car to have it run effectively, and even to tell you when to have certain parts of the car checked, so you know. So that's why when I read the manual, which is the Bible, which is like my, to a car would be the auto manual. When I read the Bible, that's the manual for me from my Creator. And in that, I've learned no matter what happens, the war has already been won for me. I just got to know how to receive what I need to, how to set my mind and my focus on how to understand what has been left for me, understand what the benefits are for me on a daily basis. See, I recognize when I relate to God, and I know everybody don't believe in God, but that's their choice. Everybody got free will. But I do believe, and it works for me. So every morning, I know, just like I'm talking to you now, I know I've begun my day by receiving. What have I received? The gift of life. This breath that's in me. This breath that's allowing me to talk to you. This breath that's allowing me to create this episode of the podcast. So I receive. I'm in a receiving mode. I know that I receive. I know that everything has been done. I know that if changes occur that I'm not particularly in agreement with, I know I'm not in this world, you know, by myself. I know there are others that are around. I don't know what their relationship is. My only thing that I need to do is recognize who God said I am. And what did he say? He said, I'm more than a conqueror. So I have to set my mind to that. He said, the war has already been won for me. I have to set my mind to that. He said, I am more than a conqueror. That means I am more based on what's been set in place for me. There's been more put in place for me to overcome any situation because the adversary is already defeated. Because that is what Jesus' death on the cross did for me. Reconcile me back to God, put me in position to be able to communicate with God. So everything that he provided for me, his original intention for me, has been restored. So all I got to do now is set my mind and focus on how do I receive it? How do I recognize being more than a conqueror? So when I find myself in a situation, and sometimes these things are hard to be understood, that is what one of the writers said in the Bible. When something was told to him and he didn't really understand all of it because he didn't have the light that he needed for that moment in time, it was hard for him to understand. But he didn't fight it. He didn't fight to change. He saw it. He recognized it. He knew it was different from what he was accustomed to. And see, that's what change is. Change introduces you to things that you're not necessarily accustomed to in clarity of that moment. Yet, that's why I believe in God. Because in believing in God, I've learned how to sit with the change. Because I know what the Word of God say. And I believe the Word of God is true. So I know God is always working behind the scenes on my behalf. I know there ain't no one person that causes me to succeed. So I'm not looking for no person in particular to swoop in and do nothing specific for me. What I'm looking to is a God who told me that he would supply whatever I need. I'm looking to a God who told me that whatever I am not, he is. So I look at that. I look at all things are new every day, every morning. So I wake up every morning looking for the new, looking for the better, looking for the good. Why? Because I know I serve the good shepherd. And he said some promises have been made to me and that I am an heir. I have inherited some promises. And I got to search these scriptures to find out what those promises are. So I got to set my mind, set my focus on finding that out. And that's what I do. Therefore, like I'm excited today because I'm going to go out and do some things that God has shown me to do because everything is just getting so good for me. This is my first time in a while since we've had this indignation in the land that I'm going to go and be around some people that I haven't seen in years, but have been knowing some of them 30 years or more. And to know that God has kept us throughout all that's been going on, and to see how the Lord says we're more than conquerors, this is all part of the being more than a conqueror. So I'm not necessarily going to be going saying a lot. I'm really going to observe just to see how the God has kept us down through the years. And I know they will be there observing as well. So I'm excited about that. I set my mind on the things above and not on things below. And that's what we had to do. When you set your mind, you have to cause your mind to focus. Cause your mind to look at it. Put yourself in position to be aware of what's going on. To be aware. You'll have peace with purpose. Peace with it. You'll deliberately look, station yourself ready to receive the good for it when you set your mind. You deliberately make yourself ready to receive the good because you know the good got to be there. So because God said it, that's what he said. He said, we follow the good shepherd. He leads and guides us. So I'm looking for good. I'm looking to see what the good is for me in the situation. I have to set my mind to that. Myself, I have to become aware to understand and regard to observe what's going on around me and pick and choose the good for it from it because only the good belongs to me. I know that. I become aware of that. So I regard and understand the good. If it's not good, if I don't see the good, I just look in another direction. Pivot. So I'm going today to see, to glean the good part. Because I know something there is good for me, and I'm going to be looking, and how am I going to tell? Based on how I'm able to perceive. Based on how God allows me to feel, what I sense. Especially, I'm going to reason. There's another scripture that says, come now and let us reason together. Although the Bible refers to it as sins, which means you may not have it quite right. You just keep reasoning, and you'll get it right. My mental capacity, God is going to work through that with me and the other saints. I'm so excited. I'm excited about this new life. I'm excited about this new opportunity. I'm coming with yet more prosperity than I had the last time I saw them. So I'm very excited. So I set my mind on things above and not on things below because I know I'm more than a conqueror. I know there's an abundance of grace. And you know, the most beautiful words I've heard other than, you know, knowing that Jesus died for me on the cross is that the strength of holiness is grace. Those are some beautiful words to me. The strength of holiness is grace. Because God said, the Lord said, be ye holy because he's holy. Now, I know, and I've set my mind to the fact that Jesus became for me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I know that I've been sanctified and set aside to do what he predestined me to do in a wise way. I know I'm redeemed. I know I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And I know I am near to him, so I know he keeps me. So I hope I've said something that blesses you, that's good for you. I want to hear from you. Email me. God bless you.